I've been thinking, about the first part of the show where I call myself a liar. It's all tricks and devices that are used. That's where entertainment is devised, trick theories. But that's an interesting theory, too. Then by that I'm saying that the biggest comedians are liars, you know. Well, that's not so. I got an example here. These are papers. Let's see, what's today here? This is June the 19th. This is 1957. But I really love them, and I've always saved them. Because they show how newspapers, you know, use sensationalism, you know, which is a lie, in an entertainment medium to swing and prove a point. This is concerning the Melchior robbery. Now, these are actually legit newspapers. This was the morning. And this is all L.A., Los Angeles. Four gunmen barned and robbed Melchior of $100,000. Now, later on that day, in the Examiner, Lawrence Melchior, $125,000 holdup. Ready? This is all on the same day. The Citizen News, Melchior robbers get $139,771, right? Three gunmen robbed and barned Melchior of $250,000. Ready? It's nice. You can really believe what you read in the newspapers. Okay. So later on that day, the next day, the Melchior robbery was solved and they got back the $90,000. The New York Times didn't even confirm there was a guy such as Melchior. Which is Delia again.
Oh, that's my turn. Now I got to talk. Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. It's 8:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I come to you Sunday through Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings. I was just busy cleaning, doing some housekeeping. I have so many bots in my user base, I didn't even know that they could get in. I thought I'd turn that off, but obviously they snuck in. So I have some work to do to try and keep the bots out. Bots typically try and sign up at fakeologist.com, and it just causes me to send endless emails out to, I suppose, people that don't exist. I'm not quite sure why they do it, but they do it. And it's annoying. Now, I've been busy today. I've done quite a few posts. And lots going on in the world of COVID. It's definitely cranking up. By the way, just going through some more technical things. I noticed a lot of mails are still bouncing from FakoTube. I'm going to probably set up an email server, a paid email server, just to try it out, see if it works any better. So if you are trying to sign up at FakoTube and it's not and you're not getting notification emails, then I'll try and have that fixed. You can still go to FakoTube. And I don't know if there's a place to look to see what your notifications are. Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. You have a notification thing at the top here. And here's a notification. A live show is on. Yay. So there you go. There's a live show on now. Don't forget, we are on YouTube, Twitter. We're all over the place. And we're also on DLive, Twitch. And, of course, FakoTube. Now, I'm just looking in the FakoTube chat. It's separate. And you can put links in there. And looks like, Liberty TV protest. Protesting outside City Hall. Okay. Where's the City Hall?
Good, how are you? How are you? Good. Mr. What's that?
You've been asked to leave the premises?
I can't. They can't make me leave.
Yes, you can.
How can they do that?
Trespass the Property Act, you have to leave.
By having a protest out here?
You have to leave.
How is that?
You have to leave the property. If you do not leave the property, you'll be placed under arrest for trespassing. Do you understand that?
Okay, and let me ask you this. What's the process of trespassing? Just to make it clear to my viewers here, all I was doing was talking. I wasn't going inside. I was just running my alarm.
As a member of this town, I have to leave from this property.
Okay, that's fine, but this is public property. My property taxes pay for it.
No.
Okay.
Anyone acting under the authority that they're working here has to leave this property.
Okay. For no reason. Okay. Now, what happens if you put me under arrest? Do I just go to the? Do you at least release me here, or what happens?
I take you off the property and release you on a ticket.
Okay. Then you know what? I think we're going to do that then, because I don't think you have any grounds. I've been protesting. I haven't been inside.
So
I protested
you're
here before.
To leave the property.
I don't understand why this is public.
Are you refusing?
Is this public property?
It's public property.
Okay, so you can't kick me off public property. How can they? How can the government trespass me off public property?
Because people that are acting under the authority that they work here.
That's fine, but I'm not inside causing trouble.
Okay, you know what?
Okay, I'll put this down, officer. Yeah, I'll submit to arrest. No problem.
You're under arrest.
Okay, thank you. Good. I've never been inside. Yeah, I've never been inside. Okay, that's fine. So you're telling me they can put you under anybody under arrest for no reason? Just so they don't want you here.
They can ask you to leave.
For what reason?
For trespassing.
How am I trespassing? I'm coming to watch the fucking boat tonight, officer.
They've asked you to leave and you haven't left.
I'm coming to participate in the meeting tonight.
You know,
so, no, I don't. But Chief Detective Chamberlain is who I am. Wow. So public servants can call to get a private citizen taken off the property because he's protesting.
Apparently this guy okay. Thank you for that, Lost Spider Phallus. That guy apparently died, and Stefanos Keratopoulos knows him. And if you don't know who Stefanos Keratopoulos is, he's a regular paralegal commentator on the Kevin J. Johnson show, which I do watch occasionally, more than occasionally. And apparently this guy died, and it's quite interesting. It's ridiculous that you can't stand on public property. How any bureau rat in that public building can get you arrested for trespassing on public property is ridiculous, especially if you're not even in the building. You're on the property, but it's public property. So it would be like being arrested for trespassing in a public park. There's no difference. And that's just more lawfare. And that was before COVID. That protester guy, I think his name was Fred. And I can't remember his story. And it's very interesting. Very interesting story. And of course, now they're using trespassing more than ever to violate people's rights. To protest, basically. Stop saying basically. I gotta clip myself. All right, that opening clip was from Lenny Bruce discussing the fake news. Now, this is, of course, it's not fake news. It's just how they use propaganda and they use deception and they use confusion to keep you off the details of the story. And maybe that whole story that he was talking about way back in the day was fake itself. But he was just saying that the numbers, because they get the numbers wrong, that proves they're fake. Doesn't really prove it's fake. It just proves that they're inaccurate at the very least, or using some using different numbers to keep you really confused. Maybe the point would be to confuse you from the main idea, which is that the whole story is fake. That's where I would go with that. All right, so let's say hello to, LSB is here. Stupid is here. And just you two guys. Okay, we got four people tonight on the FakoTube. Or sorry, one on the YouTube, one on the Facebook, none on the Facebook, two on the DLive, one on the Twitch. For all you guys over there, you can always sign up to FakoTube, FakoTube.com, and chat over there as well. So I would like to encourage everyone to use my video platform, FakoTube. It's already got 1.16 million hits, and I got lots of stuff there, guys, a lot of stuff. I've got EGI, I've got mostly COVIDs. I was going down the EGI rabbit hole a little bit, but it's just a great site. I love FakoTube, actually. It's really turned out to be a great investment. Really, it's actually fantastic. The software is really quite good. The author is always editing it and repairing it and upgrading it. It's super fast. I believe it's in France. I believe that's where the server is. I'm really happy with it. So make sure you check out my FakoTube. It looks like the most watched video is still the SPARS pandemic one. I don't know why. I think it must be linked all over the place. That one has 85,000 views. It wasn't even that great a video, but it was just explaining how they're going to have another pandemic or plandemic in 2025, which is quite a ways away. And that one I posted 10 months ago. And that one has three people watching it live right now, as you can see. So quite a few things that are really, really, really picking up traction. And this Defy Tyrants thing, I always like that thing. That's a Matt Truella production. It's only a minute 40, but it's got 61,000 views. I was hoping that when I put it up here, that I could get Matt on the show, but he hasn't come on yet. Maybe I'll go over to egi.fakeologist.com for a minute. I don't go there often, but lately I've posted a few things on it. I was going to encourage Dirty Benny to call in and talk about his forums, talk about his entries into the forums, actually. We have EGI Fakeologist forums, and if you click here, you'll see there's quite a bit of stuff. Now, Dirty Benny is obviously taken to this forum really quite well, and he's posted all kinds of stories, and this is what the forums are for, and it looks like there are you gotta log into the forums, of course, to see. You gotta log in properly. Okay, I guess that's not working. Let me log in. Oh, there, sorry. Gotta use the right forum. Alright, so you can see at the bottom who is on this forum. So it's me and three guests. So people like this. And yeah, Dirty Benny, if you want to call in, we could talk a little bit about some of your posts. He's got something on Daryl Hannah. And he puts here, if you can't see this one, you're in the wrong forum. And, yeah, it's Daryl Hannah. Always had that sort of awkward, geeky look. I remember the movie Splash. That's where I think where she first came in. And Dirty Benny says here, the first names are always a reveal. Stevie Nicks, Chrissy Hine, Glenn Close, Daryl Hannah. And this entity has been in so many psyops on mankind. I stopped looking. Harvey Weinstein, environmental protests, and of course the COVID AI operation. And yeah, oh, that's supposed to be Neil Young. Neil Young Archives, okay. So these two are allegedly married. And this is the most bizarre thing you've ever heard. Oh, so he's Dirty Benny just posting. Neil Young has always been a strange-looking man. And Daryl Hannah, yeah, he's really starting to bulk out a bit. Big square jaw. Oh, it's pretty much the same square jaw as good old Neil. Just bizarre. Wow, that's a bizarre photo. Ooh. Ooh, harsh. Yeah, take a look at those photos, guys. If you're on the podcast, you're going to have to go to the video podcast tonight, people, and come on down. I think that's Courtney Cox. Courtney has a cock. Yeah, there we go. Can you see it now? Look at that jaw. Look at that. Whoa, that's something else. Dirty Benny put that up back in September, and he continued on. Now, the one story that he posted here at the top, I think this is in reverse chronological order here. Now, take a look at, is it this story? No, okay, wait. September 4th. Oh, right. Okay, so when did he put that story up? When is this from? Yeah. Daryl Hannah is pregnant. Now, and then Neil Young, strange-looking man, uses the tomato sauce Prego, which, of course, is an abbreviation for pregnant. Now, when was this story? I'm trying to find the date on this. I guess it was earlier in the year. So does anyone believe that a man can have a 60-year-old man that's masquerading as a woman can have a child? Does anyone believe a 74-year-old woman in India gave birth to twins? I don't think so. Daryl Hannah says, I have the uterus of a 20-year-old and the eggs of a teenager. There was no IVF or anything like that. Me and Neil did it the old-fashioned way by humping like jackrabbits. Now, what 60-year-old woman talks like that? Now, this is just more of the anti-human misdirection that the controllers like to use. Of course, even if you could conceive at that age, it would be insane to have children when by the time they're teenagers, you're going to be in the seniors' home. So it's really a selfish, foolish thing to do anyway. There's a reason why nature or God made it so you don't even accidentally have children at that age. It's just crazy. But this gets back to something I was reading. Maybe, where was I reading it? Okay, even the normies were saying they are not her own eggs. They would be the eggs of someone younger. So it should be safe. I don't think so. There's no way a 60-year-old woman's eggs are viable. Yeah. It's pretty gross, actually. But there are people that buy it. Congratulations. What was I reading, though, that somebody was asking, where do these people, these celebutards' eggs come from? And, of course, they are all part of a selective breeding process where they take a certain strain of eggs, certain strain of sperm, and make a zygote, and then a surrogate carries it. And I'm pretty sure this is how the elite do it. And then they're just assigned parents, whoever wants to pay for them, I suppose. But, yeah, there's just no way. There's just no way that's a real story. And it's actually pretty gross, I think. Pretty disgusting. Pretty disgusting story. I don't know why anyone is. I like Neil Young's music. I don't care what Neil Young has to say, though. I really, really don't. I don't care about Neil Young. Just play your music and shut up already. We really don't care. Honestly, Neil, please stick it, stuff it. Now, this was an interview I put up yesterday, and this is David Cole. Let me just flip back. Wait, am I done with the EGI story? Let's just see here. Let's go back to egi.fakeologist.com. Let's just make sure I'm done that. Elite gender inversion right here. Okay. All right. Let's get back to this. Another really interesting channels, Michelle Triple X. She's been cleared off YouTube many times. And even though she says she's a woman and she's shown herself, she has the strangest voice. It almost sounds like it is a hormone-induced female voice. Now, she says she's a woman and she's shown herself. But man, I can't get past this woman's voice.
Hello, everyone. Well, you see in front of you, Brooke Shields.
You can hear it has a kind of a tremor, a tremolo in her voice when she speaks. And it really is the voice of a tranny. It's crazy. But she says that she's not. She's actually transvestigated herself. And I'll... Let me see. I'll go to FacoTube with... I'll just click this link here. So that brings you to the FacoTube video. And unfortunately, it doesn't have her the original link. Doesn't have the original link, unfortunately. We might want to go... We'll see if I can find it here. I'll check my history. It's Michelle Triple X. Let's just take a peek here. Yeah, here it is here. So it's Michelle Triple X. She does good work. Now, this is her here speaking.
Hello, everyone. I have a question for you. Why did the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the same protection that didn't protect?
Anyway, she's just telling a little bit of a slogan there that many people have already done. Let me see if she's done any other videos of herself where she's transvestigated herself. Because she really has a strange voice. Okay, here we go. Here she is.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to repost this video with Joan Jett. I'm going to make a few addendums here. I have sunglasses on, so I feel like I look like every other California woman. I mean, I don't think that you see any distinct traits on my face. Anyway, you can see that Joan Jett and I are approximately the same height, but his torso is longer than mine. He intentionally turned his shoulders on a bias. You see that? Because his clavicle, his broad shoulders, for someone who's 5'4", 5'5", okay? Look how wide his clavicle is. It extends to the end of his shoulders. Now, he's taking hormones, so he has some subcutaneous fat built up. He's trying to stick out his butt. See how he turned his body? It's because he has a wide rib cage. Now, and the hat is to try to minimize the size of the head. Okay, that head is bigger, even though we are of similar height. He has fake teeth. My teeth are real. His teeth are fake. Women have a narrower dental arch. Now, I want to show you. You can see my clavicle, okay? That's because I was so thin. I only weighed about 110 pounds. So when you get very thin, it can, you know, expose the clavicle. But you can see my clavicle is short. Okay, it does not extend to the end of my shoulder. I want you to look at my hourglass figure, okay? The indent in my waist begins above my navel, okay? I want you to notice how tiny my rib cage is. Joan's rib cage is wide. That's why he turned his body. He is disguising. Remember when I called these people posers? They are literally posing to try to appear to be the opposite gender.
Anyway, looks like a woman to me. And Joan Jett or John Jett looks like a man. Dirty Benny, I see her in the chat. If you want to call in, I don't think I've talked to you before, but if you want to call in and talk about this, you certainly are welcome to. I just cleared the phone lines, 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. If you want to call in, you're certainly more than welcome. And comment on all your posts. You do a lot of good work. Yeah, the voice is strange, but that's a woman's body. That looks like a woman to me. But I guess I can still be fooled. That's one thing I've always said. I can be fooled. Let me just go in the verify room here. I'm on the Discord server as well. So if anyone wants to verify tonight while I am on the air, I will do that service. And you can check in on the Discord. Now, I also put one of Michelle's videos on Bloke Shields, Brooke Shields.
Hello, everyone.
Well, you see in front of you, Brooke Shields. And I featured a video, just a short little minute and a half video on Brooke, showing that when she was a little girl, they put her in movies like Little Baby, where she gets married off at like 11 years old, 10 years old. I showed another movie.
Yeah, they were really deviant with Brooke Shields back in the day. I remember her. She's obviously just I think she's a little older than me, but she's been doing this for a long time, or he's been doing it. And now this is where things start to fall apart when they get in their 50s and 60s. It's not a good look. But, yeah, Michelle is definitely one of the lead transvestigators right now. Now, we have fun with this. I don't know for sure what they're doing. I don't know if they're taking children from birth, which I think they are, with people, these child stars, and they are altering and fooling around with the estrogen and the progesterone. Is it progestin or progesterone? Michelle keeps saying progestin, but I thought it was progesterone. So is there a progestin? There's estrogen. Okay, there is progestin. Progestins are hormones. Okay. Oh, synonym, progestogen, progestogen. Okay, so it's the same thing. Progestin is a type of medication that's the medication, which produces effects similar to those of the female sex hormone progesterone. So progestin is the simulated medication for progesterone. A progestin is a synthetic progestogen as opposed to the natural hormone progesterone. Progestogens are used most commonly in hormonal birth control and menopausal hormone therapy. Got it. Okay. Interesting. And that's, I guess, how the pill works as well. The pill works in similar ways. Okay. All right. So we'll go. So that's a pretty good transvestigation on Bloke Shield. I won't go any further on that because we're already halfway into the show, 9 o'clock. I've spent a lot of time on that, so we will skip by that. So that's egi.fakeologist.com, a sub-blog, and it's very interesting, very, very interesting. And because they are constantly pushing the trans agenda, then that's really why we are there looking into it all the time. It's fascinating. Very difficult to figure out for the average person. It's pretty obvious to fakeologists. Most fakeologists have just plain up and said that almost every major television star is transpicious and warrants a transvestigation, especially the women. Now, there are a lot of people that think the men are harder to tell, but there are many people that are suspicious of Clint Eastwood, Donald Trump. The list goes on. It's pretty amazing, actually. It's amazing from the sense that can we be fooled and really not even know we're being fooled? Now, the answer, of course, is yes. But when it comes to visually looking at what we think are beautiful women and they're telling us they're cute men, that is a real mind blower. I still can't get over it. But so that's why we do it. That's why we all take a peek at this stuff and say, wow. All right. So, yeah, you can call in if you want, Dirty Benny. That's fine. Otherwise, we will press on with the Fakeologist show. So take a look at Michelle Double X. This channel will probably get deleted. Try and download all her stuff if you can. I'm going to download a lot of her stuff. I thought I was downloading it, but maybe it didn't work. October 24th. Yeah, maybe I didn't download it. So, yeah, download her channel before it disappears. Let me just set my download so I can download her channel. I use something called JDownloader. It usually works pretty well. Pretty good program. And, yeah. Going back to fakeologist.com, let me just refer you to Virology is Dead, No Measles Isolated Virus Case Law. And this is from Northern Tracy. And I've got a Stefan Lenka video to link to this. In 2011, Stefan Lenka, a virologist, offered a reward for proof of the measles virus. The court case was well publicized for the first time, but the appeal case was blacklisted. There was nothing but crickets from the mainstream media. The reason it was blacklisted was obvious. So take a peek at this channel, Northern Tracy. And apparently she is translating something. The original paper from "There is no proof of a measles virus," says the court. So we'll click on this, and here is the English translation. I think you should save this because it's basically also just blowing out the Koch postulates as fraudulent as well. The studies have clearly shown that syncytia formation is not specific for measles infection, thus the forgotten observation of both Enders and Peebles, as well as Beck and Von Magnus, have confirmed that Enders and Peebles and successors proving the existence of a virus with this technique was only an assumption. So I guess that's it. It's only a couple pages. Is it only three pages? I guess that's it. That's the court case. They did not isolate a virus. And when they mixed the formula with what they said was the virus, the cell died because of laboratory conditions. Basically, what they put in to the cocktail is what killed the cells. Cell death caused solely by laboratory conditions and not by a virus has been misinterpreted since 1954 as evidence of the existence, presence, action, and malignancy of suspected viruses. Dying cells are still used as vaccines to this day. Components of dying cells are mentally rearranged to create a virus model that actually doesn't exist. With the results of the control experiments summarized below, all claims of the existence of disease-causing viruses are now refuted. The virus effect, the death of cells in the test tube, invented and made famous in 1954, is completely normal stress mechanisms of cells in the laboratory. So there you go. So we're still using this phony model all these years later to rearrange and reconstruct the entire world. Crazy. Crazy stuff. So this is something that I'm going to save because this is good. And you should save it too. Put all this stuff on your hard drive as well. Keep this stuff handy because it might go away in the future. It really might. I'm going to save this myself. All right, so there we go. So that is the measles thing. So let's go back to the blog. I played the Lenny Bruce discussing fake news at the top. Oh, you might like this one. Florida State Surgeon General just said the unsayable. And I believe I put this speech on FakoTube. Here we go. Listen to this.
You remember when people were telling you that these vaccines would stop transmission and the rates of protection were greater than 90%? Well, you know, guess what? Here we are about 10 months afterward, and we're finding that the data are showing that some of these vaccines, the protection from infection is less than 40%, and even less than that for some of them. As we now know, these vaccines are not preventing transmission. So sure, they reduce the likelihood of transmission, and even that is sort of questionable depending on how far out you go, but they're not preventing it. So this idea that, you know, I've heard some leaders say things like, you know, we'll create safe workplaces by mandating these vaccines, well, they're really decoupled, because the infections can still happen whether people are vaccinated or not. I mean, that's very obvious, you know. And you remember, these people were also telling you that all these breakthrough infections were rare. Well, they're obviously not rare. In fact, they're common. And so that's the truth. So this idea that the vaccine mandates are needed to create safe workplaces is a complete lie. It's continued to be repeated. And you should know that it's not at all backed up by science. In fact, the science says something that's completely the opposite. So, and that's a fact. Part of the reason that people are not comfortable, some people are not comfortable with these vaccines, is because the climate of dishonesty, scientific dishonesty, about the science, right? Whether it's natural immunity, denial of that in the face of data, or in the case of the vaccines, open, honest discussions about both effectiveness and safety. There's been dishonesty around that. The reality of how safe these vaccines are is absolutely not public. Healthy people who've had adverse reactions after the vaccines, there's been a concerted effort to prevent these types of stories, these experiences, from receiving the attention that they obviously should receive. It's completely ridiculous. Many Americans can sense that there's total dishonesty about the safety of the vaccines. That's one of the things the governor and I are going to work on.
Yeah. Well, even if he doesn't have the vaccines or virus story completely right, at least it's sort of a counter-narrative. So whether people choose to listen or ignore that, I don't know, but it seems like only Florida is countering the official story, even though they're going ahead with their digital driver's license and real ID, and probably they're going to converge eventually with the whole world with their Quacksport, but right now it looks like it's counter-narrative. At least they're making some sense. So that wasn't a bad story. Here we go here. This is a pretty crazy story, and I get this from Bora Quagato. He used to be on Twitter. He got knocked off. Now he's on Substack, and basically Adam Curry of the No Agenda show was saying that because young millennials are mainly into dogs, he figured once any story got out that they were testing animals, including dogs, that would be the end of Fauci. Forget about the fact that they're testing it on children and old people. No. Once the story got out that they were abusing dogs, that was really going to bring Fauci down. And a lot of people think they're going to control demo Fauci. I think this is a pretty good graphic. This is funny. Once they're going to maybe control demo Fauci very soon, sort of like how they phased out Bill Gates. Bill Gates is nowhere near as prominent as he was before. And maybe they'll use this thing called Beaglegate to get rid of Fauci. So here you go. Apparently this is the experiment they use with beagles. And who knows if it's even true, where they stuff the beagles' heads in these in these mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies. Pretty gross. We spent $400,000 doing it. What's this? Dogsagainstfauci.org. You gotta be kidding me. Let me dogsagainstfauci.org. Let's have a oopsie. Typed it in wrong, sorry. God's sakes. When you type it in wrong, it brings up the search engine. Not what you want. $424,000. Look at that, huh? Contact Congress. Well, there you go. A Fauci here and a poor beagle over there, number 580-something. Is that 8 and 8? Anyway, that's pretty interesting. This is a pretty good story. You definitely should subscribe to Bad Catitude. Definitely subscribe to him. Actually, I already am subscribed to him. He's asking. You can't really log in, I guess. So here we go. So will this get rid of Fauci? Very interesting. Very interesting. The guy's old enough, honestly. I don't know why Fauci is still going. Got to be out of your mind to be so active at 80 trying to kill people. Wow, it's a big story. Big story. I didn't even read the whole thing. Well, there you go. Leaky vaccine, super spread. Man, it just never ends. So much virus talk. So don't touch the millennials' dogs. That's what I've titled that one. And also torturing monkeys. From the same blog. This was pretty gross, too. Is this the same article? Oh, my goodness, yeah. Let me just read the story here. Never before seen videos released to WCW. Depict distraught monkeys chained by the neck in tiny cages being tormented with rubber spiders and mechanical snakes. Objects the primates instinctively fear just to observe the reactions. NIH white coats sucked out parts of these monkeys' brains or destroyed them with toxic acid to intentionally worsen the primates' fear. In the video, a callous NIH white coat can be heard joking, "What the hell is the dancing monkey?" after one of the tests on the terrified monkey ends. So will this bring Fraudzy down? I don't know. Torturing monkeys. Okay, this was a pretty good video explaining the Great Schism. Why are so many people awake and why aren't the rest? So let's take a peek at this.
One of the most fascinating things about living today is that it's laying bare how people think. More than ever, it's becoming clear that there are roughly two groups. These two groups have always existed, but the current state of the world is making it more and more obvious just how different these two groups are. The first group consists of people who generally believe what they're told, and they want to believe what they're told. They live in a world where the state is the highest form of authority and should be trusted. They believe that elections are a fair reflection of the will of the people. They believe that politicians are generally there to help us and that we should follow them because we need leaders to run society efficiently. They put scientists, academics, and doctors on a pedestal because they are objective and should be trusted without question. This first group has been told their whole lives that if they just follow the rules, everything will be fine. In short, these people want to be led. The second group, by contrast, consists of people who don't necessarily believe what they're told. They understand that human beings are complex and don't always tell the truth, that some people have ulterior motives. To the second group, trust must be earned. They can be very skeptical. They will listen to a sales pitch, but then go do their own research. They like to verify things for themselves. Above all, they value personal freedom, the freedom to speak, the freedom to run their own lives the way they see fit, and the freedom to go about their business unhindered. They believe people should live and let live, that we should all be free to conduct our lives in peace. The first group genuinely believes that the second group is a bunch of conspiracy nuts. They've been told that the second group is obtuse, uneducated, self-centered, and paranoid. The second group, on the other hand, thinks that the first group is a bunch of willfully ignorant sheep who blindly choose to bury their heads in the sand, accept everything they're told, and exhibit a frustrating inability to wake up and face reality. The fascinating thing is that these two groups might as well be living on different planets. Their thinking is utterly alien.
I don't know why he's walking through the woods. I don't even know if that's the guy talking, but good video. Have a listen to that. I just got an email from Google about Dies Suddenly. I created an alert for that. And we have some Dies Suddenly stories. Look at this. Quite a few, actually. Mum, 28, dies suddenly in Manchester. Let's read this. Does she look real? I don't know. Very strange angle of the head. Well, that was... She died suddenly, but this story is from September 7th, even though it's posted today or yesterday. Okay. Anything suspicious here? Wow, she had lots of children. She had a son. She had children 9 and 11. No, partner of 11 years. One was 9, so there's some 9/11 stuff. Got the a Just Giving page. Da-da-da-da. Okay. Following a further medical investigation over the past month, the cause of death was listed as sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. Postmortem was inconclusive. Gotta like those ones. No news on the quack scene. And then, of course, we get the she loved animals. She was giving. She called her 4 dogs fur babies. I hate when I read that. She had 4 children, yet she had 4 dogs. Interesting. Well, maybe real, maybe not. Don't know. It's suspicious. 5th grader in Maryland dies after sudden medical emergency in classroom. Let's read that one. Anything about a quaxination there? Do-do-do-do. Pronounced dead in the hospital. No foul play is suspected. Nothing about corona, nothing about a quaxine. Sudden emergency. Okay. What else we got? Vernon Hoopstar dies suddenly. This is 8 days ago. Yeah, this is 8 days ago. anything here. He's got $15,000 in the GoFundMe. Care deeply. Okay. Actually, he was from Alberta. This is Vernon, British Columbia. And no news. It was taken too early. They were not financially prepared for a funeral. Well, who is prepared for a funeral? But presumably, what do you got to spend on a funeral? It doesn't say how he died. I don't know why they put these stories in the newspaper, honestly. Radio legend Russell Wolfe dies suddenly. Any news on this? This is Australia. Any news on that? He died in his sleep. That's the whole story. No, we got video.
Everyone here at ABC Radio Perth, as you can imagine, is in shock trying to make sense of it. Our thoughts really are with Russell's wife, Kylie, and Bronte, and we're giving them every support we can. Russell, as you know, is a much loved and much cherished part of our ABC family, and we're going to battle to find words for a little while.
He always had a kind word for everyone. His very presence lit up the room. Staff meetings were always much more fun when Russell was there. If he could get you to laugh...
Like a bear.
He was having a good day. And if he could share a beer with you, he was having a better day.
He's Russell.
And she's Nadia. And this is the breakfast program on ABC Radio Perth.
He was kind and generous.
All right, so he died suddenly. No news. Who's Steve Toon? He died suddenly. Sudden passing. Oh, he's an oil and gas investor editor. Okay. No news on that. Okay, well, I'm not getting anywhere here. Former millionaire matchmaker contestant dies suddenly. Dad dies suddenly. An alligator turtle died suddenly. Comedian Phil Butler. Are we going to read anything about any quack scenes in these stories? Here's one. Anytime an American story shows up in the Daily Mail, this is when you can almost be sure of propaganda. Cause was not revealed publicly. Okay. All right, so nothing. Okay, well, ain't going to get anywhere here, guys. Good riddance, I couldn't care less. I read he had a bad reaction to the booster shot. Okay, no sympathy in the comments for this guy. Okay, so that's enough of that. That's my died suddenly alert. All right, here is David Cole, and Marcus and I were talking about him. This is the video that he did in the late 90s, I believe, David Cole at Auschwitz, that caused such a stir, such a controversy. And then he renamed himself David Stein. Not really to hide himself, he just didn't want to be associated directly with the video. And he did a 3-hour radio show, and I thought it was really good. Sounds like he's actually a very smart guy. He does write a column on an online website. I think it's called Tacky, TAKI. And what a good interview the guy gives.
I can pick up the story while we're waiting for Jeff. Ann Coulter and I were having lunch in Beverly Hills, my home base,
Now, Marcus doesn't think this is the same guy, so here is him talking here.
...trip to Europe. Attempted extermination of the Polish people is the preferred theme. But in the Western world, we get a single-mindedly Jewish interpretation.
I think it's the same guy.
And when we're leaving, TMZ has been tracking Anne, so TMZ has a guy and a cameraman, a reporter and a cameraman out there. So we're walking down Beverly Drive, and TMZ.
Anyway, it's a really good interview. He does talk about, for the first hour, about his videos that he made.
When you're a professional writer, you have no idea what your reach is.
Let's just see if I can find a relevant spot.
Went in behind the army, behind the Wehrmacht, and as the Wehrmacht was fighting the Soviet army, the Einsatzgruppen was coming in behind them and mopping up civilian enemies. And that pretty much meant anyone who was a communist, any adult who was involved in communist activities or trade unions or things like that. It meant communist intellectuals, and it meant adult male Jews. And they were simply ordered to liquidate those people. Now that happened. That's 100% that happened. There's no doubt about it. Plus, it didn't just stop at adult male Jews. The Einsatzgruppen commandos were kind of confused about their orders. Well, we're supposed to liquidate the adult male Jews. Now we're talking about Soviet Jews. Now we're talking about the Jews in the invaded Soviet territory. So we're not talking about German Jews, Dutch Jews, French Jews. We're talking about the occupied Soviet territories. The Einsatzgruppen says, "Well, we're
anyway." Good interview. Watch the video. Listen to his podcast that he just did. Tell me if you think the guy's real or not. I think it's pretty good. Now, here's a video from Twitter that I asked, is it real or staged? This guy comes in, sits down. Apparently, this guy gets called out by the priest that he's trespassing, and then he walks up. Now, most of the commenters said it was staged. Purpose of the staging, to make people look crazy that are against the mask mandates and the vax passports. The entire congregation comes up to rush them. Then they start piling on them. Okay, there you go. The majority of the people here on Fakeologist said it's fake. So I don't know, but the consensus here is fakery. Fake, fake, fake. Okay, so don't ask me. But it's possibly more agitprop. Lots of agitprop, for sure, for sure. Let's take a look at the chat here. Could I give you a spelling today? I can't see it. I can't remember what I was talking about. Stupid. Sorry. Jerry was saying people posting fire Fauci while waiting for their In-N-Out burger. Yeah, Jerry, if you want to call into the Discord, I will verify you. I missed you yesterday. I'm in the Discord every show now just to catch anyone that beeps in. So feel free. If you like. And yeah, fake good call app. I don't know. That wasn't my call. It was the great membership here at fakeologist.com. Lots of fakery. Even if it's something you agree with, you got to be careful that you are not staring at agitprop, as I call it, which I guess promotes the whole thing in a way. It's a tough call. I put a video tonight. I just made this. I didn't realize that there is a way to play FakeoTube videos into our Discord. Now, if you know, every Saturday we do a show at 4 a.m. Eastern, or let's see, what time is it in Sydney? Right now it is 12:30 p.m. in Sydney. So they are exactly 15 hours ahead. So at 4 a.m., it is 9 p.m. No. Or, yeah, no, it's 7 p.m. in, or 1900 hours in Sydney. That's when the Fakeologist Show Australia goes on. So I wanted to find a way to play FakeoTube videos into Discord. So I figured it out. Took me a bit. But here's the explanation. Now, see this button here? It says download. Every video on FakeoTube you can easily download in a very low quality, the lowest quality, by the way, to save space. And if you right-click this and copy the link address, you can play that in the Discord window. So this is the video I created to show people how to do it. Right here.
Going to show everybody how to play a video from FakeoTube into the Discord. There is a typical video. Now you find the download button and click it, and then you'll see this graphic. Then you right click it, you copy the link address, and then you flick over to the Discord. You go into the bot commands channel, which is right here. Then you type the word play, and then you paste that link. And that's it. And then you press the play button. And of course, if you're not in a voice channel, you'll get this error message. But that's how you do it. So you're going to see a very long link from FakeoTube, and that is how we play videos from FakeoTube into the Discord. You're welcome.
And that's how you do it. So not only do we tell you about the Fakeologist, we figure out the tech talk to go with it. We do all of this. This is a full-service broadcast where we go through blog posts, we do tech talk. You want to see this kooky video of Prince Philip, the eugenicist-in-chief? Take a look at this. It's kind of funny.
Have you taken the vaccine then, have you? Well, yes, Your Excellency, I certainly have. How do you feel? Well, I feel great. I've never felt better in my entire life. Oh, there he goes. He's down. Oh, maybe we can help him. Oh, make sure. Oh, everyone's taking photos. He looks like he's down. This is a very bad scene for the press. People coming around. Oh, no photos, please. People scrambling to save him. The ASDA is there with a jacket on. Fair share. Everyone for share. See, the prince is done with this. He's out of... Namaste. Oh, namaste from the prince. And there is a man who fainted has received medical attention. And there he is again, back on his feet. Oh, Prince Stallion. Oh, we hope you faint more often. Be sure to faint often that, that you might have a stroke. There is graphene and possibly squalene in those vaccines. So it's a bioweapon, and be careful. Well, that seemed to go well, didn't it? Oh. Let's raise this purple sheet here off of this black and see what's going on.
Lots of purple.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, it's black from the ASDA that says we're all a bunch of
purple, purple.
Well, be sure to tune in next time when we'll knock somebody else out
like
with a bioweapon, and you're all a bunch of pricks. Be sure to fuck off.
I like that. That was well done. Grab that off the Twitter. That's why we put it on the FakoTube. That's good stuff. I like that. Oh, that's funny. Okay, here is another pretty good mashup that was done. This is from... who's this from? I can't remember who did this one. I'm just looking at the notes here. Okay, but it's somebody on BitChute, but he's also got other ones. Oh, John Thor, that's it, John Thor. He does good work, and he put a bunch of videos together. Actually, I really like this video that he put in here. It's Don't Take the Vaccine Man. This guy called Remy C and Company. He goes around to high schools or to schools in England, and let me just find the actual video. And he's using the bullhorn to talk to children. I thought it was actually pretty good. Is this it here? Let's take a look. You might like this. I liked it, actually. That was well done.
I'm in the booth again. All right, then.
Yo, mama, don't take the vaccine.
Children, you know they're coming to vaccinate you, right? You know we have to stand against this nonsense, right? We're traveling from afar to come here to tell the children one simple thing. Don't take the vaccine. You understand? My virgin laughing. I know some of you probably don't understand my Jamaican accent, but I'm going to try and keep it as English as possible.
Don't take the vaccine.
They must be wondering, why is a black guy here? Why is a black man here doing this? Why is a black man from Jamaica coming all the way here to do this? Listen, you might see me dancing around, but trust me, I understand the real science and I can break down the real science for you guys. I'm just giving you some entertainment for you to understand what's about to come. Right? Teacher, you see in Jamaica? In Jamaica, we have something called love. Well, you guys are not teaching the youth them. So when you're chasing the youth away from us, it's not nice.
May I ask, have your teachers been giving you this information in the school?
No, they tell us we should take it.
Have they given you any of the information as to...
This morning, they were getting the vaccine.
Tomorrow.
Have they told you any of the side effects?
No, they haven't.
No, they just said you're getting the COVID vaccine.
Or have you guys heard of something called informed consent?
No.
Don't let the teachers bully you.
Have your teachers been informing you about some of the negative consequences about taking this?
On Instagram.
Have they been encouraging you to take it?
No, they removed it from Instagram 100%. 2 days ago. The JCVI told the government, the JCVI is the Joint Committee for Vaccinations and Immunization, and they told the government a few weeks ago, we do not recommend these vaccines for the children because it's already killing people. All I'm asking you guys to do is just take the leaflets given to you, put it inside of your bag, and please bring it to your parents.
And here, there's a card here. Look, there's a card here that if you don't want your child to take the vaccine and they feel pressured by the narratives in your school, then you sign this and they carry it in their pocket. Well done. Thank you, Mum. Even if it meant one today, that's enough. One. Teachers, you know, teachers. Teachers censoring a narrative, not opening up a discussion.
Teacher! Yo! Teacher! Don't send the vaccine! Papa! Don't take the vaccine! Yeah, I'm much loving the people in there, you know. Let me tell you something. When I used to tell people that all of these children are our children, they didn't understand it. Because what they do, they see skin color. That's the first thing they see. They see skin color. And they see people, rich people. So people with money, right, supposed to get more respect with people that don't. You know how long I've been wearing the shoes?
All right, guys, that's it for tonight. It is, this was FAK 406. It's Tuesday, October 26, 2021. We go for about an hour, Sunday through Thursday. And this is Tuesday, third show of the week. Should be back tomorrow. We'll play out listening to a little bit more of this. And, yeah, thank you, Dirty Benny. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Appreciate it. And we'll see what else we can dig up from the COVIDian cult, see what else they spring upon us tomorrow. Sure, there'll be lots more. Take care, everybody.
I'm one of the kindest person. I risk myself. 7 times I've been arrested for 19 months now for going on the street and not following these rules and these regulations and these guidelines. And you don't need to wear a mask. Section 6, Section 21 of the Equality Act, 2010, you don't need to provide a medical exemption. So when you're traveling and you're going to a school or you're going in a public transportation, just say, listen, I'm exempt. I'm not putting this nonsense on my face.
I'm going to need the money still, keep it. But no, yo, respect. Oh, man, respect.
No, that's kindness. Listen, don't be scared to look at me, laugh at me, and do whatever you want to do. It's fine. I'm good. I'm going to go to the hospital.